AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. U.S. airstrikes on a militant training camp in Somalia over the weekend have killed dozens of fighters who may have been targeting American and African personnel. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani has more from the Pentagon.
The Pentagon says the strikes killed more than 150 al-Shabaab fighters gearing up for what Navy Captain Jeff Davis called a large-scale attack.
They posed an imminent threat.
Meantime, the White House says it will reveal the number of people killed in U.S. counter-terror strikes since President Obama took office.
It will account for all counterterrorism actions outside the area of active hostilities.
Which means places like Somalia and Libya. White House counterterror chief Lisa Monaco says it's a bid to be more transparent about U.S. actions overseas. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Funeral plans are set for Nancy Reagan, Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation spokeswoman, Melissa Giller, in Simi Valley, California.
Mrs. Reagan will be buried here at the Reagan Library this Friday, March 11th, beginning at 11 a.m.
Nancy Reagan will lie in repose for public visitation Wednesday and Thursday. Friday's funeral will be closed to the public. Reagan will be buried next to her husband at the library. She died of congestive heart failure yesterday at home in Los Angeles at age 94. A jury awarded sportscaster Erin Andrews $55 million in her lawsuit against a stalker who bought a hotel room next to her, and security recorded a nude video, finding that the hotel companies and the stalker shared the blame. After a full day of deliberations, the panel said the stalker was responsible for 51% of the blame and that the two hotel companies would share the rest, which comes out to nearly $27 million. This is AP Radio News. Kansas holds on to the top spot in this week's AP Men's College Basketball poll.
The Jayhawks won twice last week to improve to 27-4. That earned them 63 of the 65 first-place votes. In fact, none of the top six teams lost last week, so they all held their spots. Michigan State got the other two first-place votes and is number two, followed by Villanova, Virginia, Xavier, and Oklahoma. North Carolina, Oregon, West Virginia, and Indiana round out the top ten. The biggest move of the week came from the Kentucky Wildcats, who scored wins over Florida and LSU to move up six spots to 16. I'm Jim Militello.
JetBlue Airways is taking applications for 24 slots in a new pilot training program that requires no aviation background. The airline says training will cost about $125,000 and take 4 years, but grads could wind up flying 100-seat passenger jets. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.